A battle of words.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Tuesday morning. Congress reconvenes this week for their fall session, and they'll be greeted by newspaper ads blasting President Obama's proposal for a consumer financial protection agency. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce thinks such an operation represents too much government intrusion in the banking system. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us live from our Washington Bureau to tell us more. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So tell us about these ads.
Well, you don't see anything about banks or insurance companies because, remember, they're not very popular right now. What you do see is a picture of a butcher with the line of text that the proposed consumer protection agency will even intrude into the kinds of credit that your local butcher might extend to you. These ads, which the Wall Street Journal says are costing the chamber $2 million, try to bring home to consumers that the protection agency could have the power to regulate very small loans, like what you'd get at a local store.
So, John, why is the Chamber of Commerce and really the whole financial industry opposed to an agency that protects consumers?
Yeah, they don't want a powerful government agency rejecting what could be innovative new financial products or insurance policies that could help people afford homes or cars or anything that they need to borrow money for. But the supporters of the consumer agency say banks and insurance companies have lured unsophisticated customers into exotic and complicated loans or investments. And these consumers need regulations that would make the terms and repayment conditions more clear. So there are going to be hearings into this consumer agency in the House of Representatives later this month.
All right. The debate continues. Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's check numbers. European shares are up right now, mainly under 1%. In Asia, stocks closed mostly higher. Wall Street was lower last week, but stocks are pointed to the bright side today. A little optimism about the economy, namely merger talks. The Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is keeping on with his hardline nuclear policies, and the United Nations has given him until the end of the month to stop enriching uranium. Now Iran could face yet another set of sanctions. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The UN has already imposed three sets of sanctions on Iran. They've all proved ineffective. But the US and its allies are now planning the most powerful measure so far. They want to target Iran's gas imports. Because of its own shortage of refineries, Iran has to import around 40% of the petroleum it needs. Hindering those supplies will cause real harm, says Mohammed Shakil of the Economist Intelligence Unit.
These sanctions, if and when they are passed, and they are very likely to be passed now, will hurt Iran dramatically. Iran's economy is going to suffer.
He says the price of gasoline will shoot up, making transport and electricity much more expensive for millions of Iranians. But he believes the Iranian regime will try to unite the population by blaming the price hikes on America. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Switzerland is now the world's most competitive economy. The World Economic Forum Global Competitiveness Report is out today. The United States lost its top standing mostly because of the financial crisis and deficits. It's the first time the U.S. has been at number two since the current form of the index was introduced years ago, 5 years ago. Singapore came in third.
Marketplace is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Well, on Thursday, the Council of Economic Advisers releases its estimates of how many jobs were created or saved by President Obama's economic stimulus package. The first road project funded through the package is just about finished. All summer, Tamara Keith's been tracking the repaving of New Hampshire Avenue just outside of Washington, D.C., and she filed this update.
It's 11 o'clock at night, and Tim Riddell is operating a skid loader. He scoops up piles of blacktop left behind by a big yellow milling machine that's grinding off several inches of cracked and potholed asphalt.
We're cleaning everything up, sweeping the road off clean, and then the paving crew is coming behind us and putting a skim coat on it.
It wasn't long ago that Riddell worried he'd be out of work this summer. Instead, he's been busier than ever, logging lots of overtime on this and another stimulus project. He's paid off all his bills and is just back from a week-long vacation. He took his two daughters to Ocean City, Maryland.
My grandparents live down there. And luckily, you know, I've been working enough. I had some money so we could go out and do a lot of fun stuff down there.
They went to the beach, played miniature golf, and rode the rides at the Jolly Roger Amusement Park.
They had a blast.
Riddell's stimulus project paycheck provided Ocean City with a little economic stimulus of its own. At the Jolly Roger, General Manager Stephen Pastisak says business here has been slower than usual, but decent.
Maybe they don't do the water park every day. They do that one day, do the beach the next day, and then, say, do miniature golf. They spread it out a little bit more instead of spending a lot of money on things.
Ocean City's mayor has been trying to entice vacationers like Tim Riddell with radio ads like this one.
Hi, this is Rick Meehan, mayor of Ocean City, Maryland. A lot of folks are tightening their belts this summer, but I'm here to say there's still time to book a great vacation without spending a lot.
Mayor Meehan says it looks like business in this tourist town is holding steady this year, despite the recession.
We've increased the number of day trippers, maybe just like the family you talked about, but while they're here, they are going out and spending money. They are buying their French fries. They are buying their popcorn. And if everybody buys a little bit less, but there's a few more people buying, the numbers are about the same.
In this economy, not losing is the new winning. In Ocean City, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Finally, the Labor Department says the number of unemployed 45 and older is at the highest level in six decades or more. That has employment experts across the country doling out tips. Job coach Karen Shimada tells the Portland Oregonian that resumes and clothes should be ageless. She says the job interviewer is probably much younger. Quote Shimada, you walk in the door looking like it's the 80s and you're dead in the water, end quote. And certainly don't talk about when you graduated. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.